let's check cross country. Yeah, it's that time of the year already. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches preseason cross country rankings out. And in the boys, Class 4A, Pleasant Valley's ranked number one with Dowling Catholic and Cedar Rapids Prairie, the top three rated squads. In 4A, girls, Johnston, Dubuque Hempstead, and Cedar Falls lead the top 15 to open the season. In Class 3A, Mount Vernon Lisbon tops the boys rankings with Grinnell and Gilbert, numbers 2 and 3. Atlantic and Glenwood didn't make the top 15, but they were listed as teams to watch in that opening poll. In Class 3A girls, Bishop Heelan Catholic, Decorah, and Dubuque Wallert are the top three rated squads. Denison comes in at number 8 in the opening list, and Atlantic is listed as one of the girls' teams to watch in Class 3A. In Class 2A, on the boys' side, Mid Prairie, George Little Rock, and Western Christian top the top 15. Shenandoah listed as one of the teams to watch in boys 2A. In girls class 2A, Monticello, Mid Prairie, and Milford Okoboji are the top three rated teams, with Shenandoah in at number 4 and Underwood checking in the number 5 spot to open the year. And in boys class 1A, Nottoway Valley is the top rated squad in the state. South Winneshiek and Starmont are behind the Wolverines at the top of the pile. ACGC checks in at number 5 in the opening poll, with Panorama number 13 and Booyer Valley number 14. On the girls' side in 1A, Central Elkader is ranked number 1, with Hudson and South Winneshiek 2 and 3. Panorama's ranked 12th, Griswold is 13th, and ACGC 14th in the opening girls' Class 1A poll of the year. Out of Major League Baseball, and the way he's going, Miami Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton is close to clinching Major League Baseball's home run title already this year. With the teams in mid-August, Stanton on Tuesday night powered number 44 out of the park. The next closest home run hitter is in the American League, and that's the Yankees' Aaron Judge, who has 36. But Stanton's home run binge has taken him to an historic place beyond just 2017. He surpassed Miami's Gary Sheffield earlier this week when he hit the 43rd homer. That's a record in a single season for the Marlins. Stanton connected for a solo shot to left center field in the third inning Tuesday night, tying the score at the time. The Marlins went on to lose to the San Francisco Giants. The All-Star outfielder has 10 home runs in his last 11 games and 23 in the last 35. His team ended up losing to the Giants 9-4 last night. The major league record for consecutive games with a home run is 8. That was set by Dale Long of the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1956, Don Mattingly of the New York Yankees in 1987, and Ken Griffey Jr. of the Seattle Mariners in 1993. The last player to go deep in 6 consecutive games was Colorado's Nolan Arenado in early September of 2015. Elsewhere, the Boston Red Sox Tuesday night turned their first triple play in 6 years with runners at first and second in the fourth inning. Slow-footed St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina grounded sharply to Red Sox rookie Rafael Devers at third base. He stepped on the bag and threw to second baseman Eduardo Nunez, who relayed to Mitch Moreland at first, where Molina was out on a close play. That was the first triple play for Boston since August 16th of 2011 in Game 2 of a doubleheader against Tampa Bay. It also was the latest highlight for Devers, who began the night with 6 homers and 21 hits in 16 games since he was called up to the majors last month. He added an RBI single in the first inning Tuesday. Boston went on to defeat the Cardinals 10-4. Xander Bogaerts had 3 hits. Hanley Ramirez, Sandy Leone, and Jackie Bradley all added 2 RBIs. Elsewhere around baseball last night, Matt Joyce hit a 3-run double to cap a 6-run 8th inning, and the Oakland Athletics rallied past the Kansas City Royals 10-8. Joyce also homered and had 4 RBIs. That loss prevented the Royals from moving past the Angels in the race for the second American League wild card. Jock Peterson got hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to force in the go-ahead run in a 5-run 8th inning, helping the Los Angeles Dodgers rally for a 6-1 win over the Chicago White Sox. Andrew Albers earned his first major league win in 4 years, pitching 5 effective innings as the Seattle Mariners beat the Baltimore Orioles 3-1. Gio Gonzalez allowed 2 hits in 6 scoreless innings. Howie Kendrick hit 2 solo homers, and the Washington Nationals snapped the Los Angeles Angels winning streak at 6 with a 3-1 victory. Sonny Gray outpitched Jacob DeGrom, Jacoby Ellsbury, and Gary Sanchez homered as the New York Yankees held off the Mets 5-4 to sweep both Subway Series games in the Bronx. The Houston Astros had 6 extra base hits in the first 4 innings, building a big enough lead to hold off the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-4. Lucas Duda hit a 2-run homer. Wilson Ramos added a solo shot, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-4. Keon Broxton hit a pinch-hit home run. Manny Pena drove in two runs. Zach Davies pitched into the seventh. And the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-1. Carlos Santana hit two of Cleveland's five home runs. And Danny Salazar continued his strong second-half stretch in the Indians' 8-1 victory over the Minnesota Twins. A report from Florida says golfing great Tiger Woods had the active ingredient for marijuana, two painkillers, and two sleep drugs in his system when he was arrested on a DUI charge earlier this year. Police released the report less than a week after the golf superstar agreed to enter a diversion program to settle his driving while intoxicated charges. That report's contents were first reported Monday by ESPN. Woods issued a statement Tuesday saying that he had been trying on his own to treat his insomnia and pain from his fourth back surgery, which he underwent in April. He did not specifically address the marijuana issue. None was found in his possession. Well, Maria Sharapova has been granted a wild card invitation for the U.S. Open's main draw. Sharapova is among eight women who were given entry into the 128-player field by the U.S. Tennis Association on Tuesday. And by far the most noteworthy, the former number one ranked player and owner of five major titles, including the 2006 U.S. Open, will be participating in her first Grand Slam tournament in more than 1.5 years. Sharapova has not entered a major tournament since the Australian Open in January of 2016, when she tested positive for the newly banned drug meldonium. That led to a 15-month doping ban, which expired in April. The U.S. Open starts in Flushing Meadows on August 28th. And the first woman to sue Baylor University over allegations the nation's largest Baptist school ignored or mishandled rape allegations has settled her case. That's according to her attorney. Jasmine Hernandez sued Baylor in early 2016, 2 months before the school released the results of an internal investigation that found Baylor had mishandled rape or assault cases for years, and the football program acted as if it was above the rules. Baylor fired football coach Art Briles, demoted university president Ken Starr, and reprimanded athletic director Ian McCaw in May of 2016. Starr and McCaw later left the school. Briles and McCaw were also named as defendants in the Hernandez lawsuit, but federal court records online show that she asked a judge to release them from the case. Hernandez lawyer Alexander Zalkin told the Associated Press that Hernandez settled the case with all parties over the weekend, but declined to release details of any financial agreement. There was no settlement announced in the online court records Tuesday night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.